Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jones Yantan. The three new criminal laws, Paradeya Naya Sanhita, Paradeya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita, and Paradeya Saksha Atiniyam, comes into force from today. The Government of India has held regular meetings with states and union territories, and they are fully geared up in terms of technology, capacity building and awareness generation to implement the new criminal laws. As the new criminal laws lay emphasis on technology in investigation, trial and court proceedings, the National Crime Records Bureau has made 23 functional modifications in the existing crime and criminal tracking networks and systems application. It is also providing technical assistance to the states and union territories for seamless transition to the new system. Union Minister of State for Law and Justice, Arjun Ram Mekwal, highlighted that the new criminal laws aim to prioritize justice over mere punishment, marking a departure from colonial era legislations. He was addressing the one-day conference titled India's Progressive Path in the Administration of Criminal Justice System in Mumbai yesterday. The minister emphasized that the formulation of these laws involved extensive consultations with stakeholders, including MPs and MLAs across party lines, as well as common citizens, and incorporated recommendations from the Law Commission of India. General Obendra Dwivedi took charge as the new chief of the army staff in New Delhi yesterday. Born on 1st July 1964, he was commissioned into the infantry, Jammu and Kashmir Rifles of the Indian Army on 15 December 1984. During his long and distinguished service spanning nearly 40 years, General Obendra Dwivedi has served in different capacities. An alumnus of the Sainik School of Rewa, the National Defence College, and U.S. Army War College, General Obendra Dwivedi has an MPhil in Defence and Management Studies and two Master's degrees in Strategic Studies and Military Science. He has been decorated with a Param Vikshisht Seva Medal, Ati Vikshisht Seva Medal, and three GOC&C Commendation Cards. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, yesterday interrogated the accused at Bure Central Jail in Patna, Bihar, in the alleged question paper leak case of the NEET UG examination. This marks the second consecutive day that a central agency has conducted interrogations at Patna Jail in this case. So far, the agency has arrested five suspects from Bihar and Jharkhand. The central agency is also questioning 13 other accused who are lodged in Bure jail who were previously arrested by the Economic Offence Unit, EOU, of Bihar Police. The CBI took over the case on 24th of June from the EOU. India has initiated an anti-dumping probe pertaining to glass fiber imports from China, Thailand and Bahrain following a complaint from a domestic player. If confirmed, anti-dumping duties can be imposed. Director General of Trade Remedies, DGTR, initiated the anti-dumping investigation based on the evidence submitted by the applicant concerning the dumping of the product. The DGTR is the Commerce Ministry's investigation arm and can recommend imposing anti-dumping duties on the imports. However, that final decision is taken by the Finance Ministry. Anti-dumping probes are conducted to find out if domestic industries have been hurt because of a large surge in cheap imports. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange and red alerts over northwest, east and northeast India during the next 4 to 5 days due to heavy to very heavy rainfall. The IMD said that heavy rainfall will prevail over parts of Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, East Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh till the 3rd of July. In east and northeast India, these conditions will be present over Bihar, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the next 3 to 4 days. In West India, heavy rainfall conditions will affect Gujarat, central Maharashtra and Goa till the 4th of July. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.